You guys, I am so excited. My new course on behavior, the Practical Behavior Approach, is officially done and ready to go. Enrollment is only open until April 30th. And if you are someone who is supporting a child with frequent challenging behaviors, listen in because this course is for you. This course was designed for any teacher, special ed or gen ed, clinician or parent working with a child with frequent negative behaviors. This course is going to prepare you with a comprehensive toolbox. You're going to have all the tools you need to prevent problem behaviors, respond when problem behaviors happen, and to build those missing skills. We go in depth into why behavior happens, looking at contributing factors like diagnosis, trauma, anxiety, and sensory needs. This is truly a cohesive course where strategies are rooted in the science of applied behavior analysis, but also rooted in trauma-informed practices. So you're going to have both perspectives to develop this really robust framework of strategies that is truly going to be effective. So if you are feeling burnt out, overwhelmed, or out of answers on how to support your kids, click on the link in the show notes and learn a little bit more about this course and how the training and all of the downloads and tools are going to really help support you on this journey to helping your child be successful. I can't fully express how excited I am to get this course in your hands. Click on the link in show notes. Let me know if you have any questions. And when you get started, let me know how it goes. Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper Podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism. All right, we are back with our summer series of hot takes. I'm sharing some unexpected or maybe untraditional or surprising opinions when it comes to things we are doing in our special ed classrooms and some mindsets that we have. So I'm excited about this one because this one really comes from a lot of my background in consulting and working as a BCBA within different school districts and within different schools. And also from my own experience as a classroom teacher. I've seen a lot of classrooms. I love seeing classrooms. I'm like nosy or something, or maybe this comes from like years of being, you know, a first, second, third year teacher and like so starving, hungry for seeing other people's classrooms. I don't know if anyone feels the same way as a new special ed teacher. I just wanted to see examples. Like, what should this look like? What could this look like? This was, you know, before Pinterest and blogs and Instagram, and I was hungry for ideas. So I kind of always am like, oh, what does your classroom look like? I want to see how you organize this or set this up. So my hot take here is that a hot mess leads to a hot mess. And this really touches on my love of organization. If your classroom looks like a hot mess, like it's literally a mess, there's stuff everywhere, it's chaotic, it's scattered, then most likely things are not going well in your room. And now I don't mean that to, you know, hurt anyone's feelings or be super judgmental, but in my experience, knowing what it takes to really run a self-contained or life skills room well, you have to be organized. It is a deal breaker. It is essential. You cannot get done what you need to get done if that organization piece is not there. And let me explain why. And I'm going to explain what organization is and is not in a minute. In a self-contained life skills room, or really a resource room as well, you have to highly differentiate your instruction. And like, not just like a gen ed third grade teacher were. This is like Olympic level differentiation. You are teaching multiple grade levels. You have multiple behavior plans running. You are instructing staff members. There is a lot going on. Let's let that sink in for a minute. If you feel the weight of that every single day during the year, know that you are not alone. That's the role. That's the job here. It is hard. In order to teach so many different levels, you have to be efficient. You have to be able to get a lot done in a short amount of time, right? You're not able to do all instruction one-on-one. For students that are going to need instruction one-on-one, you have to be even more efficient. In order to be efficient, you need to be able to find your resources quickly. When your student is ready to learn, you are ready to teach. which means your instructional materials, your lesson plans, your materials, your data sheets, everything needs to be super accessible. Means you need to find it right away. That's really what organization is. Organization is a system for putting away and locating items when you need it. That's all. Organization doesn't have to be color-coded. It doesn't have to be matching. It doesn't have to be Pinteresty. I encourage you really to not even worry about any of that. That puts the undue pressure on. It just needs to be functional. You need to be able to find your things when you need them. And when a class is a hot mess, that is, you are likely not finding those things quickly. You are likely not being able to have efficient instruction. And when that happens, negative behaviors will happen. That's why I feel like almost confident saying when the classroom's a hot mess, things are not going well. And it sounds like real judgy. It's because I know what needs to be done. And when there is more mess, that means there is more stuff, which means you spend more time looking for things, which means your kids have more downtime. And during downtime, negative behaviors are more likely.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We see this like snowball effect happen almost very naturally, right? We have more stuff, more mess, more time looking for things, less instructional minutes, more downtime for students, more negative behaviors, right? And you're like, well, why does more downtime mean more negative behaviors? That's natural, guys. I use this example all the time when doing workshops. We as humans, when we are bored or when we have too much downtime, we engage in off-task behaviors, all of us. This is not our students, kids. We all engage in off-task behaviors when we're bored, right? Think about the last time you sat by a really long railroad crossing or a stoplight. You're sitting in your car and there's a long railroad, you know, railroad crossing, wrong freight train coming by, or a notoriously long red light. You're sitting in your car. Are you sitting with your hands at 10 and 2 ready to drive? What are you doing? You're probably on your phone, right? You're like checking your email, you're scrolling Instagram. You're engaging in an off-task behavior, right? Because you're bored. We like don't even know how to be bored anymore because we have phones. We do that naturally. And same thing with our kids. If they're sitting there waiting for you to find the materials or find what we're supposed to do, all of a sudden when you look back, they're gone, right? They've found an iPad, they're playing in the break area, they're chilling out, they've left. And that's not their fault, right? When they are ready to learn, we need to be ready to teach, which is why we need organization systems to make it happen. We need to be able to find our materials, our instructional items, our data sheets quickly. When I talk about data, organization is a huge theme within setting up your data systems. Because if you can't find that data sheet, you're just going to skip it. And you're not going to collect data and the data is not going to be consistent. So if you are someone that struggles with organization, if you are someone that organization doesn't come naturally to, I want you to really take this moment to think about how you can set up easy systems. And are you looking at organization in the right way? Are you thinking that organization needs to be like perfect, labeled, color-coded? Or can you just grab masking tape and throw some names on bins, have a spot for everything? Can you keep it simple? Are there ways that you can really streamline what organization you had last year to make it more functional? And this is a good opportunity to think about what did not work last year and why, and how can we get some of those systems in place? And when it comes to hot mess in the classroom too, the other kind of secondary thing, organization is really key, but what allows us to be organized is getting rid of stuff. Do the purge in your classroom. Go in your classroom, and I know this is super challenging, but you know, take that, what's the Marie Kondo? Like, if it doesn't bring you joy or if it doesn't bring you function, toss it. You know, teachers, I think, are a little bit by nature's hoarders, and I totally get that. Like, we have bins of bins, right? Because we're always going to need a bin for something. So we have like these huge bins full of other bins, and we keep a bag of toilet paper rolls from 3 years ago because we might do a craft with toilet paper rolls. Guess what? You're going to use more toilet paper. So just throw those away. Take a real hard critical look at your classroom and think of what you can get rid of. If a resource is not bringing you joy, meaning you're not excited to use it to teach, your kids are probably not excited to learn with it. So think about it that way. And get rid of stuff. You can make new stuff. You probably have new stuff that you're already using. And or if you're not using it at that moment, pack it up, put it in big bins, put them in the corner of your classroom, and have them ready for when you have students that are at that instructional level. So cleaning the class, I think, really helps purging stuff, because when there's just less stuff, it's going to be easier to set up those organization systems. So that's my hot take, is hot mess leads to hot mess. So think about how you can implement organizational systems and how you can remove things that you are no longer using.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.